Finbar and Dan will demo the Rabobank voice service. Finbar is Executive Vice President of Data and Analytics at Rabobank. Dan is freelance digital professional who as a digital product manager runs the voice project at Rabobank.
Well, right on. So take it away after I set the Dan and Finbar. Alexa, set a timer for 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Starting now.
Okay, it's not easy. You're wondering why there are two guys on stage. Well, actually, you're our test run. In 2 weeks' time, we'll be at a Google Finance event where we'll do a duo presentation, which sounded good when they asked us, and has some more practice to go before we're hot on stage. So we're testing chemistry a bit here. Partly up to you if you like it. Mostly up to us. But we'll take you through our Rabobank assistant.
Thanks. So at Rabobank, we have been working together with Google for the last 8 months to build our Action at a Dutch Google assistant. Since May this year, we've collaborated closely with Google's creative department called The Zoo to be one of the launching partners in July 2018. During this time, we've learned a lot. We've learned so much that we want to share with you today. But first, let's start with a little teaser video.
Yeah, maybe this is why we're here. This is also interesting. This is old school, but an implanted video. This is why we're here, and this is what we started. A very simple interaction that allows you to see your budget or your current account and set your budgets. Simple in the interaction, a bit more complicated on the back end because we had to connect your bank account to the Google Assistant, which was technically interesting, but also something that the Dutch National Bank thought something of. So we actually got to go, I think, 20 minutes before we finally had to give the go to Google. We got it directly from the National Bank. So it's a bit getting used to new technology, I'm afraid, for some. But a cool process. Okay, maybe the main question, why do we bother? Dan?
As Rabobank, we are working together on a program to have a lot of interaction through new channels. So we are doing cases on WhatsApp for Business, on Facebook Messenger, and of course on Google Assistant. All of these cases, it goes from simple ones like Q&As to the more complex ones like in-channel apps, of in-channel services, in-channel games, and that kind of stuff. Yep. So
maybe to give another view on this, it's not because we like to play with new channels. Some of us do. But it's also like we need to play with other channels. I guess you guys are all aware, at least we are, people are not coming to banks anymore. First of all, because there's hardly any reason anymore. Second of all, because lots of alternatives are coming up. And those are alternatives that are close to you, close to where you are and how you want to interact. So reality is pretty simple for us. If we're not there where you guys are, basically we'll stop being relevant even sooner than we currently think. So getting into new channels, getting into voice is survival and is fun. Yeah.
So when we started with developing the Rabo Assistant, we needed focus. So we created a get to buy. Basically it said, with the Rabo Assistant, we want to get digital savvy users to perceive Rabobank as an innovative bank by proactively serving them useful signals about their finances that feel seamless and magical.
So we went to the zoo then.
Yeah, as mentioned earlier, we worked closely together with Google's creative department, The Zoo. And it started in May this year with an offsite in Amsterdam, also called a design sprint. And during that design sprint, we did a lot of post-it sessions, like see in the next slide. Yeah. So in these post-it sessions, and you see after this one, another one, we created the basics, the principles of the Rabo Assistant. After that, we started developing enthusiastically. We thought it was great, it was fun when we started. But it was also one of the biggest learnings we get in this whole project. So next, yeah, the team.
Yeah, that's a pretty big team. What we try to do, which we do a lot these days, we try to put everybody who could make a difference in this project together in the team. So this was it. The usual roles, the product owner, IT. We better put a little bit of legal and compliance in the team. That's a trick we do often now, make them accessories to the crime. That helps. But we got a lot of different roles in here, some more obvious, some less. Product owner we put some data scientists in there from my department, development, of course, marketing was there. This was actually me. I had to find it. They asked me, what is your champion role? And I was like, hey, I'm good at everything and good at nothing. But I'm pretty good at moving things around within the organization. And they made me chief pushing officer, which then was a joke, and in the end turned out to be pretty crucial, sadly. But it worked. And last but not least, compliance and legal risk, and of course, something new for us, conversational design. Then how we're doing, Dan?
Yeah. How are we doing so far? Yeah, pretty well, if you see this. We have 1,500 to 2,000 daily active users on the Rebo Assistant, rated 3 out of 5 in the Google Play Store. And we are getting a lot of feedback, like you see in the right corner. And all this feedback we are using to keep improving the Rebo Assistant. So we are just started, and we will go on.
Yeah, we'll get to that next. Maybe on the numbers, we weren't sure what to expect. I think a lot that goes for a lot of us. Today, roughly 1,500 per day is pretty good. It's more than we expected, actually, especially since we are still releasing new functionalities.
So what's next? Of course, we have promised to give you a demo. Of course, we will do a demo of the current Rebo Assistant that's available to all of you at the moment. But because we are the Open Voice today, we will show you something new. So we will show you something of our alpha, which will be released the next couple of weeks. Thanks. In the current feature, there are a couple of features. For example, ask for balance, set up a spending limit, ask for a budget update, and replace or block your credit or debit card. In the upcoming feature, and I will show you that today, the show latest transactions. So you can receive a number of transactions from your account. Also, we are working on the payment stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's actually, on the back end, one of the easiest things to do for us, basically connect your payments. It's also one of the scariest. It will allow you to send payments via a different interface than a bank interface, or at least on the front end. It's also something that Google has an opinion about, so they're not jumping to do it. But we got it, well, mostly ready. So that there will be something that we'll be at least testing very soon. Yeah. That's good. Okay, demo time, I think.
Yeah, demo time. Latest slide first, if possible.
Yeah, just because when this people one? Forget.
Yeah. We are opening up our beta. That means you all can help us test, improve, and give feedback to the Rebo Assistant. If you want to help, please scan the QR code and send an email with your Gmail or Google-enabled account. Or if you don't have a QR scanner, you can send an email to rebovoice@rebobank.nl. Demo time?
Yeah, let's try.
I will connect. So, yeah. Come now, okay? Yeah. It's not there yet. Yeah, Open Voice view. It will be on the screen, I think, right now. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. So. Praat met Rabobank.
Oké, hier is Rabobank.
Hallo, je praat met de Rabo-assistent van Rabobank. Waarmee kan ik je helpen?
Wat is mijn saldo?
Op dit moment staat er €23,08.
Oeps, it's time to set up a spending limit. So, ik wil een budget instellen.
Als je een budget instelt, kan ik vertellen hoeveel je hebt uitgegeven en notificaties sturen als je voorbij een bepaald bedrag bent. Wil je een nieuw budget instellen?
Ja.
Bepaal eerst het bedrag en daarna de periode. Hoeveel wil je maximaal besteden?
€100.
Prima, tot welke datum geldt dit budget?
Volgende week vrijdag. Ja.
Bedankt, ik stuur je een notificatie bij €50, €80 en €100. Je kunt altijd vragen wat de status van je budget is. Tot snel. Waarmee kan ik je helpen?
Budgetstatus.
Je hebt een budget ingesteld van €100. Je hebt €0 uitgegeven en nog 11 dagen te gaan. Waarmee kan ik...
Ik ben mijn pas kwijt.
Laten we dit probleem meteen oplossen. Waarmee kan ik je helpen?
We'll go to the... And then you will open the app. See as a deep link. But that is not working right now. Demo effect. I will show you the alpha. Wait a sec. Wait a sec. Stop.
It's a Peugeot 11.
Praat met Test Rabo.
Prima. Ik haal de testversie van Test Rabo erbij.
So now connect them to the
Hallo, alpha. Je praat met de Rabo-assistent van...
Wat zijn mijn laatste transacties?
Hier zijn je laatste 3 transacties. 23 september, Buffy Revilla, €860,30. 23 september, Ela Fabela, €439,77. 23 september, Becky Volkert, €98,41. Waarmee kan ik je helpen?
Whose account is this?
Sandbox. That was about it. Thank you.
You almost made it in time. Thank you very much. That was a very impressive demo. I'll be joining the beta soon. I think we're done now with the demo round, so feel free to walk off, and thank you very much. So, yay, Rabo. We'll get a round of applause to them at the end, don't worry. So, we're about to start the bowl. We're about to start networking, but... And yeah, we don't really have time for questions, but I'd like to hear 3 things that sprang to mind when you hear these 5 impressive demos of these courageous people. What did you think? What are the things that's going on in your head right now if you saw this? Ooh, and I don't have a mic in the room yet. And okay, shout it out, please, you there. Nice. What goes into developing the personalities? Let's ask them at the break in a moment. One other. Let's go to Enschede here.
Good demos, however. I'm not pleased with the TTS or the computer speaking. I think it is not the voice in as such that is bad, but it is the prosody, the way it is speaking, that makes it in most of the demos for the cooking and also for the Rabobank absolutely non-understandable what was said. I mean, if my bank account is set in that way, I don't know what I have spent. And it was the same for the cooking, I think. So it's not the speech recognition at the moment that needs some additional attention, but it is the TTS, so the way the computer speaks, so that you, without text, can understand what was said.
Yeah, so yeah, I think some SSML was missing. Speech, synthetic speech, markup language. But that'll come. We're all starting. So one more remark. And yes, you with the black glasses, please. Yes, you.
Hi, a friend of mine is blind, and she brought me to the attention that phones have voice over commands already, and they conflict a lot with the actual voice of these apps. So I was wondering who's actively looking at it, because none of those voice interactions are dealing with voice over commands.